The next important responsibility in leadership is to develop a profitable and sustainable business model. The business model is how you make a profit, not just how you make money, but how you make a profit. And it varies tremendously depending upon the nature of your business or your channel or route to market, the way that you are selling your products and services. This is one of the places where experience is most critical, and that is developing your business model and understanding how the world of business works. And frankly, there's no good reason for not getting experience on your team, and there's a lot of bad reasons for avoiding that experience. Overconfidence, arrogance, or maybe you're just plain too scared to ask, or you don't think that you have the money. But I guarantee you, your business depends on you having a profitable and sustainable business model. So this is the most important place for you to go out and get experience on your team. It takes time, talent, and money to grow a business. The resources vary from business to business, and they vary over time depending upon the stages of the business. Businesses all have a different business model. It's different when you're a coach than it is when you're running a flower shop. It's different when you're bringing a medical device or you're bringing a consumer product to market. It's even different whether you're contracting for the general public or if you're contracting with government work. When you come to create your business model, your profitable and sustainable business model, that's the time when it's most important for you to get experience on your team. Let me tell you a little bit about my experience in starting and growing a business. When I started my first business in 1981, it was a business where we designed and implemented computer systems. And when I started that business, I didn't know much at all about marketing, and I didn't know much at all about sales. I was a great computer programmer, but I didn't know much about those. And one of the critical mistakes that I made was that I didn't get experienced people on my team. So for the next several years, I limped along, struggling to make ends meet, struggling to grow my business, and finally realized 3 years after I started my business that, hey, I needed to get some people on my team. In my case, I think it was arrogance and overconfidence. The world has taught me to be a humble person and to be a person who asks great questions, and I strongly encourage you to learn that lesson sooner than later. When it comes to creating your profitable and sustainable business model, it's really important for you to understand the skill set that is necessary in each one of the functional areas of the business. There's hard skills, which is knowing how to do things and knowing what to do. And there's the soft skills, which are the relationship skills, the communication skills, the management skills, the sales skills. Those are all soft skills. And for each business, you have a combination of hard skills and soft skills that are necessary for that business model to be functional. I want to close this section just by telling you a couple of stories. You know, I've been a business consultant now for a long time, and I've talked to literally thousands of business owners who are getting ready to start and grow a business. And every once in a while, I get one of them who comes up to me and has a dream but has no capability at all of manifesting that dream. I remember vividly a gal by the name of Susie who came up to me and said, "You know, Paul, I just really want to start a restaurant. I've got an idea for a restaurant that's going to combine Asian food and Mexican food. So people who really like ethnic food will be able to come to my restaurant and they'll be able to get whatever ethnic food that they want. I'm just so excited about this idea." And I said, "That sounds interesting, Susie. I've not ever seen a business concept like that before. We see Asian fusion and we see Mexican food restaurants that combine a little bit of Spanish or some other ethnic with them. But, you know, the combination of Asian and Mexican food, I'm not sure is going to be readily accepted by the marketplace." And she said, "Oh, but I just know that it will. I just know that it will." And I said, "Well, all right, so let's ask a basic question here. Have you ever worked in a restaurant before? Have you ever owned a restaurant before?" She says, "No, I haven't, but I've been to a lot of restaurants, and I know what I like." Oh, my goodness. My immediate advice to her was, go get experience in the restaurant industry. You need to know how restaurants work, how the business model works, the importance of having a great menu, about decoration, about location, and service, which are the four fundamentals, by the way, of having a great restaurant. And you need to understand those in your heart and soul. What it's like to work out front, what it's like to work in the kitchen, what it's like to be a server, before you can even think that you're going to start and grow your own restaurant. So go get your experience and come back to me in a couple of years, and then we can talk about starting your own business. When you think about starting your business and growing your business, again, your number three responsibility is to develop your own profitable and sustainable business model. To do that, you have to have experience on your team, and the best experience is your own personal experience.